Afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Beyond the Official Narrative. I'm your host, Alfred Hitchcock, filling in for Richard Carey. And this, of course, is Halloween, October 31st, 2022, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. No, Alfred, no, actually, I'm here. I just finally got in late. No, thanks. I don't need you to fill in. Hey, folks, welcome. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure I could make it, so I arranged for the ghost of Alfred Hitchcock to handle hosting. But it looks like I'll be here after all, and I have a special guest for you on this Halloween. None other than James in Vancouver joining us. Say, welcome, James.
Yeah, I thought that was Bela Lugosi you were doing. Sounded like Hungarian to me. Go ahead.
I think the only impression I've had good reviews of so far is Bill Gates. I should probably just stick to Bill and refine my Bill. You know, that's just when you find something that works, you know, you just need to stick with that.
But, Bill Gates worked as a poster boy for Halloween, because he's with the vaccines. I think the population needs to be reduced, and I think we can do that with vaccines. So there you go. Bill Gates.
Yeah, I should.
Come on, kids, line up for your vaccine now. That's the good children. See, we all did that too with polio, the polio vaccine. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I want to inform the listeners, I invited James here because I was thinking he would be a good choice for this discussion. What could be something still thought of as frightening to adults, I thought, and what came to mind more than anything was transhumanism, you know, and we hear about Zuckerberg, all his money has been tanking in Facebook, everything he invested into Metaverse and billions more than that, which it has plunged recently. His brand is ruined. You know, he's almost like, I mean, Zuckerberg and Facebook, it's kind of as negative an image at this point as Monsanto, you know, and what could help rebrand virtual reality and transhumanist globalist incentivization to the masses would be something, well, like the rebranding Monsanto had with Bayer, buying out. Just like now we have Elon Musk buying out Twitter, and that's why I'm very suspicious. This transhumanist guru, Elon, whom I have never trusted, James, and I really think with Twitter, he'll try to make it more popular. He'll start pushing the virtual reality stuff and his transhumanist agenda the same way Zuckerberg was trying to push the metaverse thing with Facebook. He has to be branded as a hero first, and we need a social media platform that can have more positive popularity at the moment than Facebook did. That's what they have at least learned from that, if my theory is at all correct. And, you know, just in general, where they want to go with transhumanism, your thoughts after some of your research on it, and just an Orwellian sense, you know, that's too many people are trusting. I've seen interviewed a gentleman who has a very positive attitude, like we're going to be remote viewing super soldiers in the future due to transhumanism, and as if we can trust the people programming these chips and whatever neural links we wind up with. It's just so naive to me, James. So I don't know. I also know you have some interesting points with this being Halloween. I mean, the depopulation we've already had, very likely from the mRNA shots, and expectations of that progressing in future years, you might want to touch on, you said. But let me just give you the floor, sir. And where would you like to start on this Halloween?
Well, just to catch your point, and then Elon Musk becomes the Antichrist. Did I get that right? Well, you know,
that's possible.
He gets the people's trust, you see. Then he becomes the Antichrist. That's the story I heard. Well, not him in particular, but whatever the Antichrist is, they're supposed to be a savior. But then it doesn't work out that way. Well, to get to the point of transhumanism here, you have this idea. I hit on two ideas, which I searched in Google. And so transhumanism to these guys involves, one, life extension, and two, increase of cognition. Okay? And I've done research in that now for the last 20 plus years on just those two things, life extension and increase of cognition. So maybe some people might call me a transhumanist, but the question then becomes is, well, what does it mean to be human in the first place? And maybe you'd like to try answer that question. What is it, 46 chromosomes? 23 pair? You know, I just Googled it just now, and did you know that cats and human beings share 90% DNA? That's interesting.
90%.
So, yep, 90%, because I have a cat that's very dear to me, and I just looked it up while I was looking up all these other things, and there is the world of the animal world. One of my references would be, of course, the Origin of Species by Charles Darwin, which I started reading while I was halfway through my book, writing my book, and I wished I had read that book by Darwin 50 years ago, but I wanted nothing to do with biology 50 years ago, and Darwin didn't know anything about DNA, I don't think. This idea of being human, and of course, some transhumanists believe or want to believe or want that the human condition will evolve into a more complicated species and will rise higher in the evolutionary ladder by the work of human beings themselves. We'll somehow bootstrap ourselves up to a higher level. And of course, I think, like anything, that could be dangerous, because I'm a great believer in the second law of thermodynamics. And in that says any process is never 100% efficient. So guys like Kurzweil, who believe somehow they're going to load us up into the internet or up into the sky or cloud or whatever it is, I don't think that's going to work out that well, because I think it's impossible for humans, as we know, to be able to predict certain things and write software that will totally conform to what a DNA molecule will do. So,
and we also do we really understand the hierarchy of the brain whatsoever, as far as decision making, priorities for each individual, like I was mentioning to you off air yesterday. And then, of course, just the actual process with the opening of the DNA. You got into quantum mechanics in our discussion. I don't know if you want to touch on that as well.
Oh, absolutely. Would love to touch on that, because quantum mechanics has got many key ideas that are necessary that control this whole issue. For example, the idea of, I didn't mention yesterday, but the idea of the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. Now, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, if it's true, and I think it is because it's been proven, actually says that there's a limit to what a human being can know about a physical system. And specifically, you could talk about the exact position of some particle and the exact momentum of that particle. And the Heisenberg uncertainty principle says is that human beings cannot know both of those exactly at the same time. The same is true with energy and time. The energy of a system and the time at which you measure that energy cannot be determined exactly for both of them at the same time. This is a limit of human knowledge. So right there, the transhumanists have got a problem. How to beat the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. Now,
could you repeat that? What can't be measured at the same time?
Okay, the two the variables that cannot be measured exactly at the same time. One pair is the momentum of the system and the position of the system. Say that the system is an electron in a box. Okay, the box is fully enclosed, but let's say you can do measurements. That is, the electron doesn't run away on you. That's what I mean by that. And you cannot know the exact position of that electron and its exact momentum at the same time. It's a physical impossibility.
Both would be required for the brain's mapping and transposition into the digital realm, correct?
Yeah. Well, this is exactly the case. And the other pair of variables is energy, or energy and time. So if you're going to measure the energy of that system, of that electron in the box, you cannot measure its energy exactly. And the time at which you measure that energy cannot be measured exactly. There's always an uncertainty in your measurements, is what I'm getting at. So that... these are limitations to human knowledge. So
with one of the references with the Halloween theme were that people are fearing that these World Economic Forum Agenda 21 types want to turn the serfs into cyborgs who do not have their own freedom, or that the elites want to live forever and it will have the most evil, same individuals living perpetually.
Right.
You don't. Yeah. Well, is that really a fear? You question whether it's even possible, and so therefore, perhaps the fear is really to these people without spirituality or philosophy, which can allow them any relief from their fear of death.
Yeah. Well, I see them as a hotshot used car salesman saying you're never going to get a deal like this, and this is going to be the going thing, and we guarantee our work. These are all promises, right? And Elon Musk, and look at these people are dying. Some of these futurists or what have you, and everybody dies. All right. And so they say they can do life extension, but at the same time, they're like everybody else. They're mortal, see? And now it might be they get cancer, it might be they get it in a car accident, or their plane crashes, you see? Who knows what lurks around the corner? And they talk a good deal, they talk like they're salespeople. They're salesmen and saleswomen. Mm-hmm. I think even Elon Musk's mother gets into it. She's talking something like, oh, it's all going to be it's all going to be a perfect world, right? If we make this jump into, if you just listen to me and listen to all of these technological people, then everything's going to be perfect. Well, And then the thing I mentioned to you is Orwell's idea of catastrophic gradualism. That's we're all going to hell slowly, but hell is coming soon, you see.
That was very interesting, and it basically suggested that with each era of mankind, suggested as further progress, catastrophe is implied as required for further progress. But there is never any progress. It's just as tyrannical and wretched as any other oppressive totalitarian regime of the past.
Gee, we were promised progress, though, weren't we? We were promised it. We were, you see, this is how it goes. And every generation to generation.
And right now, of course, that's embodied strongly in all of the far left, pro-Ukraine, pro-Green Deal, all of this, you know.
Yeah. And that even goes back to Machiavelli, where Machiavelli, in his book, The Prince and the Discourses, said, look, if you want a republic, in the Discourses for the Republic, if you want a republic and you want to keep it, this is what you've got to do. You've got to do these things. Because if you don't, your republic's going to fall apart. And he says, how do I know this? Because I read the history of Rome written by Livy, you see, and I've seen what happened in Italy for the last couple of decades when they were having their so-called Renaissance, which was, I got to laugh, that guy down in Austin, Texas, talks about a new Renaissance. Hell, in the Italian Renaissance, people were killing people and there was machinations and all kinds of conspiracies, right? But it was a Renaissance. But you see, this catastrophic gradualism, which is related again to entropy, you know, just creating more chaos.
It seems to suggest to me then it perhaps just the nature of mankind and the will to power, unless that the percentage of that in the average human, you know, a characteristic in the genetics passed down, if that could ever be changed, that's the only way out of this. It just doesn't seem very likely, but that's what it really touches on. It's no more a fan of capitalism than it is of communism or various socialism. Yeah. But it suggests no matter what, the will to power. You may have the individual who escapes society and he lives a good life, but he has no control or desire to have control or influence over the society, those who do that, is the problem.
Well, that's exactly what Nietzsche was getting at, being in The Will to Power and some of his other writing, is in order to really survive, you have to live in a solitary way. And they talk about the Übermensch and the Superman. What he really means is the name is aristocrat. An aristocrat is somebody who doesn't have to depend on anybody except himself in order to survive.
We're on the break. Hold that thought.
Sure.
Okay. Have the first break. And we'll touch on more related to that after these commercial sponsors. Stick around, folks, and happy Halloween.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing, it's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day on earth.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with a Halloween theme. We have James in Vancouver as our guest. James, I don't know, did you want to continue, or I'm sorry, did I disrupt your chain of thought where you were before the break?
Yeah, I was talking about Nietzsche, and he was prescribing the idea of living in a solitary way. Don't get into lineups. Don't take mainstream medicine. Things like that. And if you do that, you will avoid a lot of problems that otherwise, if you lived in society. I was just going to say a minute ago that every process, every revolution, every human endeavor, especially when it's in a group, there will always be losses. There will always be things that will be missed. They will not be completed perfectly. So in thermodynamics, we have processes like that. They're called irreversible. So if you have a revolution in a country, okay, revolution means actually no going back. There's no way you're going to be able to reverse what has already happened. All right? And interestingly enough, entropy can be defined for politics and societies in the same way as it can be for things that are so-called scientific, like the physical sciences. And that's related by something called Boltzmann's formula, which states something like that entropy is proportional to the natural logarithm of the available states that the system can go into. All right, that equation works for politics and revolutions as easily as it does for boiling water. So,
but is it
there's where that goes.
Is it all?
Yeah.
But is it related to the human condition? We were talking about the will to power.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why Kurzweil is not going to be able to load people up into the internet without any real problem. That's exactly why it won't work. It won't work perfectly. I mean, like 1 out of 10,000 might get loaded up properly, but not, you know, 9,999 will perish in the process. The process will not be absolutely efficient, is what I'm getting at. There will be losses, right? And that's the human condition. Second law of thermodynamics. If you could get rid of that, hey, you'd be God, right? So you know, like the one guy down in Florida says, who's fooling who here? See?
Right. Yes. No, I mean, and in some cases, perhaps they would get some variation of the person uploaded, but very much if someone has a permanent affecting like head trauma injury and then they're you know, mentally retarded, whereas before they were you know, just a different person, you know, they totally changed their personality and have impacted cognitive abilities and IQ as a result. Maybe you'd get an uploaded version of that in some botched cases too, I could imagine. The elites certainly aren't going to be want to be among the first guinea pigs, and not even in the first groups of 10,000s. Or 100,000.
Exactly. Exactly. They're going to let somebody else try it out, right? And how am I going to get a cup of coffee up if I'm loaded into a cloud and I want a goddamn cup of coffee, right? How am I going to get that? Or I want to go for a walk. See? These are all things that I do. I want to go for a walk. I want to have coffee, right? What are they going to do? Substitute that with some computer program? I mean, people believe anything without, you know, thinking carefully.
Well, some are thinking that they could have some sort of a humanoid robot which has all of the five senses and they could experience everything through that robot, kind of like Lieutenant Commander Data on Star Trek or something. They'd be, you know, once they have the consciousness in a computer, it would transplanted into something like that, and then you could have a new one of those if that one has issues or you get an upgraded one. I think some are hoping for that. And then there's also, well, just like the holodeck on Star Trek, to use another reference there, perhaps they're hoping that they could have simulation of all those sensations, enjoying a cup of coffee or whatever with programs and algorithms. Who knows? It's all fantasy from the sci-fi books these generations have grown up on, though, is a large part, right?
Well, I got to give that movie, the Matrix trilogy, I got to give that movie credit for its special effects. I mean, you know, when they were loaded up into that cyberspace, it was well done, I thought.
Well, here we have the bottom of the hour. Yeah. We have the bottom of the hour. If you want to comment on that again, we'll be right back, folks.
Yeah, sure.
Around. Excellent, Jay.
America. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
OPEC Plus cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The oil-producing nations of OPEC Plus announced that they are cutting oil outputs by 2 million barrels a day. Senator Joe Manchin said the move shows that the U.S. must emphasize American energy independence and security. Seems like I've heard that before. In response to the output cut, the Biden administration announced the release of 10 million more barrels from the nation's strategic petroleum reserves. Gee, that will cover the shortfall for a whole 5 days. Then what? Biden has already drained the reserves to their lowest point in decades. Biden created this problem by forcing his green agenda and is using the nation's strategic reserves as his party's campaign checkbook to attempt to bring gas prices down before next month's elections. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with guest James in Vancouver. And, of course, Halloween is not just about being frightened with this inspiration for this theme of how it's celebrated lately. But, of course, it goes back to our European pagan ancestors and the celebration in general of nature, really. I mean, because they're celebrating the autumn equinox, that cycle of life. And there was a bit of a supernatural spirituality, hoping that, you know, there would be a return, of course, of the warmth to the land, of the sun, almost from sun worship, you know, that you will once again have a good harvest beginning the next spring, enough to keep you alive. And just about worshiping nature, really, and everything we're talking about, James, with this transhumanism, and with these agendas of these elites, these Agenda 21 technocratic sort of plans, absolute surveillance and control, using the will to power of man. Well, I mean, succumbing to the will to power in man, rather. And, of course, trying to supersede that of nature. It's most recognizable to us these days in communism. You know, we see how much it's trying to go against nature with a lot of the agendas the far left are pushing and all this. But in general, I just wanted to make that observation. But, you know, you were alluding to the Matrix and the way things were portrayed in that. Because, I mean, tracking everything people do is part of their plan, you know, for their new society, to know exactly how with your carbon footprint and knowing everything you do all day, every day, getting people into virtual reality technology, even if Musk and Twitter can help promote it, or this transhumanist technology is beneficial to them, more for the serfs than for them, I'm pointing out. And you wanted to comment on the Matrix film's depictions further.
Well, yeah, the Neura link that Elon Musk talks about, I presume that is like what they hooked Neo and these guys up to in the movie trilogy, The Matrix. And the movie, I thought, was done very well. But again, I think Frank Zappa on his deathbed said that everything that is human is flawed. Okay? So it looks good in the movies, but is that the way it's really going to work out?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I have to wonder, yeah, as far as these fantasies, these ideals, yeah, both for their immortality and for our complete cybernetic Borg connection to the hive to serve them. Yeah, both certainly are highly questionable. Then, I mean, well, you said you've done a lot of work without really identifying with the term transhumanism, but a lot of your field of research and your career. So, I mean, I don't know if you want to touch on that a bit more. I mean, so your perspective.
In my book, I talk about the rejuvenation of DNA, how to rejuvenate DNA, how to make it new again. And that, of course, follows thermodynamics, too, because in order to rejuvenate the DNA, you got to do work, and you've got to prepare compounds and substances and what have them, and have them on hand, and have it on a regular basis, because DNA is always breaking down. And so, no such thing as terminal, sure, but that doesn't mean you it's going to do it by itself, you see. So again, so you can extend human life. Okay, let's say you can extend it to 125 years, right? Well, okay, in order to do that, somebody's going to have to make the compound and, so on and so forth. And society will have to have some kind of equilibrium or infrastructure to allow all that to take place. Now, the problem is...
There'll be a trade-off with energy and lives elsewhere. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I mean, we've been high on the hog in North America here, maybe for decades. And now they want to turn us into the green machine where we're just weaving baskets every day, fighting in the streets over food in the garbage. I mean, this is the way it seems to be going. Who knows what's going to happen in the next 10 years, right? What other little goodies do they have cooked up? They said, 25 million people died of the shots this year? So if you want to get it down to 500 million, well, next year, 2023, you're going to have to go for 50 million. That's double 25. And then the year after, it's going to be 100 million. And then the next year after, 200 million. You see, we're doubling each year. And by the time you get to 2029, 2030, you will have about 500 million people left. If that's what they really claim the Georgia Guidestones is all about, and if that's what they really want to do, that means there's going to be a hell of a lot more chaos next year than there was this year.
And many are convinced, just the more time that passes, even without more and more boosters for some, but for many with the boosters as well, you are likely to have just further increases of so many forms of death, which will become harder and harder perhaps for us to prove linkages to the shots. But, when you look at just the raw numbers, it starts becoming evident when you can't see anything else that's changed, in just these past couple of years since the shots have been rolled out, James.
Right. There's another word I wanted to mention, which I haven't heard on RBN, but I'll be the first and pleased to introduce it, is the word epistemology, which is roughly defined as what can I know and how can I know it? Okay. Some people call it the theory of knowledge, but then nobody knows what that really means. But what can I know and how can I know it? You always got to remember that. See, and the epistemology then refers to the levels of knowledge. But yeah, what kind of knowledge is, well, what's the capital of the United States? Well, Washington, D.C. Yeah, everybody knows that. But what about the things that we don't know that we don't know, you see? This is some of the things I talk about in my book.
Thanks. It's and a lot of the predictions for how this social engineering can work to anyone's agenda is far more based on speculation and assumption of these this data than actually having it, as that implies.
Well, let me ask you a question. What would it be like to be a fly on the wall inside the Pentagon General's office, wherever that is, where they're discussing what the hell they're going to do with everybody, see? It's those guys I want to know about and what they're thinking, right? Who cares about the president? They don't care, right? The presidents are a dime a dozen, right? But those generals in the Pentagon and other generals around the world, see, these guys actually do something, right?
What about the heads of these private central banks around the globe? I mean, do they ever have meetings where they have to, you know, get together with peers and their overseers or how, you know, what would you suggest there? I mean, are they really kept blind to a large part of agendas? They just deal with the economic dogma.
Well, Do those board of directors, do those leaders of banks have bodyguards? And if so, how many? This is how it works up there in the higher echelon. People get threatened all the time. So I'm the leader of some bank, right? Who am I listening to? Well, I'm listening to somebody who's got the power probably to take me out. Yeah, if I can't do my bank job properly, they'll find a replacement. I'll be lucky if I can retire in the Caribbean because, they don't want me writing any books or something like that. See?
And they're probably just dealt with on a need-to-know basis only, even in those higher positions, relative to
absolutely.
Having any...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I had a glimpse of it. I was in the oil trading business for a very short and sweet time, and it's amazing what goes on there. And for example, right now America is sitting on all the oil it could ever use, right? But they're saying, well, our reserves are being drained, and we're losing oil, or we have to rely on imports. Well, no, you don't. It's the government shut the oil off or raised the taxes on the oil. There's nothing happened to the oil in America that's right under the ground in America itself, you see. So, people say, well, import oil from Russia. Well, when that oil is delivered, you'll find that it probably comes from some other country, but the guy that sold the oil is from Russia, you see. That's how that works. So it's,
Speaking of Russia, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, speaking of Russia, I should at least briefly mention this update. We've had just now a major round of Russian airstrikes, we're being told. This Monday, having happened today, the Ukraine capital of Kiev without electricity and power, and it was a round of what's being described as successful strikes. Russian air forces have once again these high precision, long range air and sea based weapons against Ukrainian military and energy facilities. It's mentioning a huge amount without power percentage of the nation
that
as a whole. That's what I'm seeing reported at Zero Hedge. Yeah, much of Ukrainian capital without power as of today.
Well, the Russians can control their bombs once they're released. They've got rockets on them that can redirect them. So
80% of residents in the capital without water, some 350,000 homes without electricity. But, you know, at the same time, there was another story out there where we had a huge amount of cryptocurrencies confiscated from Russian oligarchs and other entities, as it's being described. The EU has froze 17 billion euros in these cryptocurrencies. And
right.
So maybe it wasn't cryptocurrencies. Hold on. Because how would you? I mean, in the cryptocurrencies, you can't really hack it that easily. There aren't many who can do that. Okay, no, don't quote me on the crypto part of it. I was misreporting there. 13.8 billion euros across five countries. And, I don't know where I got the crypto part from. Forget that. But, you know, we have these ongoing escalations of these powers, but I don't know if you want to comment more on, in some ways maybe things are heating up now because Russia's once again taking advantage of the Russian winter / Ukrainian winter, you know, I mean,
yeah.
Destroying all this power infrastructure right before November rather than him finishing the job months and months ago, as everyone complains about, is that strategic,
right,
James?
Well, yeah, okay, so the winter's coming, and this is a strategic event, this bombing and taking out infrastructure, obviously. I don't see how it's going to go well for people in the Ukraine, I don't believe, I think it was crazy to mess around. I mentioned months ago, what was his name? John Mearsheimer from the University of Chicago, who right after the 2014 so-called revolution, he said, we are going to destroy, we're going to wreck the Ukraine. And he was exactly right. John J. Mearsheimer. And we did it. I mean, we did the coup. Hmm. So this is exactly what we're getting.
Yeah, well, both
Putin
sides, though.
Warned and warned and warned. He warned everybody. He said, you can't do you? He asked the question at big press conferences, do you know what you're doing? See, and then Putin waited to get the Russian people behind him for, you know, from 2014 to now. He was, gathering a consensus, see? So people say, oh, yeah, he's going to be... people are not happy with what he did in Russia. I don't think that's true. So go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, well, just a last point. They're saying that what they've confiscated would only start toward rebuilding Ukraine, trying to justify it. Western sanctions have also led to the freezing of 300 billion euros of central banks of Russian foreign exchanges, mm-hmm. Foreign exchange reserves around the world. We had a quote mentioning that it is at least possible to keep these 300 billion euros as a guarantee until Russia voluntarily participates in the reconstruction of Ukraine. And that was from a spokesman.
Who reported that?
Renders told German media group Funk. Let's see, a spokesman for the European Commission was giving some details, but...
He expects the Russians to pay for the damage in Ukraine. Did I get that right? That was
yes.
What he's trying to say?
Yes.
Well, what about Germany now getting gas during the winter? Let's go to Germany. Forget about the Ukraine. Where are the Germans going to get their gas from?
No, correction, the quote was from EU Justice Commissioner Didier Reynders, Didier Reynders. Yeah.
Yeah, but still, what's Europe going to do for the winter? See, this is a key point,
right.
Because, I was in Brussels during the Maastricht thing. Is that a break then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have the last break.
Go ahead.
Okay, right. We'll be right back, folks. Good luck.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Final segment here on Halloween, Beyond the Official Narrative. You were mentioning, James, when you were overseas there, you said Ukraine, was it?
No, I was in Brussels.
Brussels.
I had a bunch of lawyers working on an immigration case, and they were proudly saying that, yes, they've signed the Maastricht Treaty. This is in the early 1990s. And now, 30 years later, they can't get gas. Now that's exactly what I'm talking about, right? The best laid plans of mice and men, right?
Hmm. Yes. Hey, we have a caller. Let's try to fit in here. Oh. We have Tom in Florida on the line.
Oh, good.
Tom, hey, welcome.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, happy Halloween.
Yeah, Happy Halloween, Richard and James. Happy Halloween, you guys. Richard, how does it feel now to finally be out of that matrix of Illinois, you're in Florida now, and your vote really counts. You get to actually go vote, and you have a winning combination that you can say that, hey, I voted for this winning combination, and I'm sure where you came from, it wasn't like that. You had this fat Pritzker, Jerry Fat Clown Pritzker over there. I don't know if he's going to win again, but it would be a shame if he does. But, yeah, Richard, what I want to talk about is this. We'll talk about the diesel fuel and all that. That's going to be a calamity. But, let's talk about this. Do you remember 5 months ago Paul Pelosi got pulled over by the police? And when he got pulled over, the officer said he's hammered. He was hammered by drinking so much.
I remember that.
So he was hammered. Here's this guy, Pelosi. He got skunk drunk, and he got pulled over, and he was hammered. The police officer said he was hammered. Now, the guy, this guy, DePepe, he's an Italian-American name, and this guy lives in a hippie commune. He has BLM all over his bus. He was living in a bus, school bus. Now, the hammer, you know why he had a hammer in his hand, James? You have any idea, Richard, why he had a hammer in his hand?
I don't know. James?
Well, because San Francisco is known as a tent city, and you always have to have a hammer to put the spikes in wherever you camp out.
So where's the wooden stake? Yeah.
So this guy probably wanted to hammer a stake into Pelosi's heart or whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah.
But this whole thing is crazy.
I think this is just because of election season. They're trying to garner sympathy and have an excuse to reference, a MAGA influence and reference January 6th. That's my impression. And he referred to him in the police call as a friend when he's mentioned the person with the hammer coming.
Correct, Richard.
Yeah, and he's a freaky lefty who was living with a nudist. It doesn't make any sense for someone like
well, here's
that.
Here's something that people haven't talked about in the media yet, Richard. This guy, Paul Pelosi, was buddy-buddy with this guy, Ed Buck, who got these two black Afro-Americans drugged out and overdosed. And he's doing a life sentence in prison right now. So Ed Buck and Paul Pelosi were buddy-buddy for the Democratic Party.
Wow. It looks a lot of time, Tom. But
Well, happy Halloween, guys. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Yeah, thank you, James. It was great.
Yeah.
Let's chat again soon. Right. Happy Halloween, James.
All right. Thank you, too, sir. Thanks again. Bye now. Bye.
And please support the station, folks. Keep all of this uncensored content, all of these voices and perspectives coming to you, which go well beyond the official narrative, because you can't handle the truth. So keep funding it, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.